Hey, what did the doctor say? How's the baby?
Well, she's doing great and pretty weird. She's bigger than normal. Go figure.
And I say it's bad to live under power lines.
Yeah, at first I felt weird for gaining 30 pounds. But now I figure most of that weight's the fetus.
Hello. Hello, Connor, baby.
Oh, man. That's 4 inches of fighting fury. Boy, this one really can kick.
Yeah, yesterday I got slapped in the head with my own boob.
And we're going to spoil you rotten, little girl. Oh, yes, we are. $1,500 in the bank. We can afford to buy you food and water and maybe a shiny new table saw.
That's great, Dan, except that we owe the doctor $2,000.
What?
We have to prepay the cost of having the baby.
Well, we didn't have to do that with the first batch.
Well, back then we were broke and the county took care of it. That's why those kids were free. And apparently you do get what you pay for.
Wait, we brought in all the groceries, but where does everything go?
Well, the frozen stuff goes in the freezer, and the canned stuff goes on the shelf. And that about covers it.
Boy, it's going to be tight. I wish we would have invested better. Why, oh, why did we stop buying lottery tickets?
Mom, Dad, we have got some amazing news. Mark and I were just looking for apartments, and we found, like, the cutest place to live in, and it was available right away, so we just took it.
That's great.
Yes, 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 yes! Of course, we'll miss having you around and all.
Gee, Dan, I've never seen you this deliriously unhappy. Where's the apartment at?
Well, that's the best part. It's not an apartment. It's a chance for us to buy something that's really ours.
You're buying a house? How can you afford that?
Because it's not a house. It is a trailer. It is like the cutest little trailer you have ever seen. Isn't this incredible?
Yeah. Well, that's like the best news I've heard since you married Mark.
Passed down. Now, that's the chair I was telling you about. That's one of my favorites, but I want you to have that.
Well, why haven't I, like, seen it before?
It works in so many different rooms that lately we've just been keeping it in the garage. Don't sit on that! No, don't. No, that's more just for looks.
Generous of you, Jackie. Maybe tomorrow you can bring by your beanless beanbag chair.
I'll just run that inside for you.
Hey, Beck, did you see the bathroom door? It slides into the wall. Shh, just like Star Trek.
No way.
Aren't you gonna come see it, Mom?
No, I hate the future.
Man on beat.
Hasn't this just been a great day?
You sure are chipper.
Yeah, well, you know, that's my way.
Your oldest daughter's leaving home. I just figured you'd be sad. Very, 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 very sad.
Well, it's not like she's leaving town. It's like she's gone camping for the rest of her life. My turn.
Remember our first place?
Yeah, that was a dump. When are we moving out of there?
My sister is moving into a trailer park. I can't tell you where I was the day Kennedy was shot, but I will always remember this moment.
I don't think it's so bad, Darlene. I mean, it's like you're living in a house. It's just got wheels. It's like living in your car. Only better, because it's, you know, bigger. So it's kind of like living in a bus. Plus, you got the bathroom, so it's kind of like a really nice bus.
Yeah, well, pull the cord. I'm getting off.
Hey, don't make fun of your sister living in a trailer. If it's good enough for carnival folk, it's good enough for the Connors.
Hey, I certainly hope you're going to clean this mess up when you're done.
You were afraid there would be no still nearby.
So you the new owners this dump?
Do we look like we're made out of money? We rent.
Where are you from?
We're from Europe. Unless you got a problem with that.
We're the Connors.
Hey, Connors? Do you ever do time at Joliet?
No, but I've got a question for you. Do you ever brush your teeth?
Hey, that's personal information, Missy. We mind our own beeswax around here.
Well, in that case, I'm not going to ask if that's your kid sucking on the Windex bottle over there.
Eddie, for God's sake, put that thing down. And you stay away from my husband.
Oh, girls, let's be neighborly.
Well, of course you won't swap, hey, baby. Big hunk of man.
Listen, Missy, we don't know you and we don't want to know you, and here's
fine.
Why. We're better than you. And we almost never get a chance to say that.
Fine with me, sister. Here, some coupons and a map to get around the park. I'm the welcome wagon. Welcome, welcome. Don't you ever feed my dog.
If I get drunk enough, I'll fight your dog.
Man, is she a snob.
Come on, Darlene. It won't kill us to help clean the place. Unless the wind picks up.
Oh, everybody's back in the bedroom, so you might want to hang out in the living room, because we don't want the thing to tilt. Found the perfect spot.
Boy, I don't know about this, Roseanne. I'm a little worried.
It'll be fine, Dan. I told you it was a speed bump you hit, not a cat.
I don't know. Maybe Darlene's right. Becky doesn't belong in a trailer park.
Well, we'll help him fix it up, you know. Maybe we can get him a van to use as a guest room. Becky, Mark! He'll be fine.
Yeah?
Your dad and I would like to offer to help you fix this place up a little. You know, I'll make curtains and your dad can help you with the plumbing and we'll get you a little fence.
Security system?
Or at least one of those little signs.
Oh, you guys, that's really sweet. But Mark and I don't want any help. It's really important for us to do this on our own.
But there's so much to do.
Yeah, but eventually, over the years, it'll all get done.
Well, you gotta let us give you something. What about a big-headed banjo-playing boy for the front porch?
I said no. We want to do this ourselves.
Think they're going to be all right?
Yeah, could be worse. They could be parked on a hill.
Hey, Bob. I need you to put this carburetor back in the garbage truck after lunch. And be careful. Took me all morning to get it adjusted right.
Geez, Dan, I got a big lunch here. It's kind of open to let it settle for a while.
Brad, do you mind helping him out?
No problem.
Listen, you guys, I need to talk to you about something. Becky and Mark's trailer, well, it's kind of a mess, right? And I want to be able to help him out, but they won't let me.
They probably just want to be alone. You know the old saying, when the trailer's rocking. Bob, we're talking about my daughter here. I know. I'm just saying. If it's rocking, probably want to level it.
What are you getting at, Dan?
Well, I know I'm asking a lot, but here it goes. I want to give Mark all the overtime for a while.
Don't worry about it, Dan. I understand. It's got to be tough for these kids starting out in life. If there's anything we can do to make their load a little lighter, it's going to be our pleasure.
Give me a minute.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Mark, when you get done with that, can I see you for a second?
Oh, wait a minute. There's no work for Mark to do around here right now.
What are you talking about? What about the hydraulics on the garbage truck?
I took care of it this morning.
What about the school buses? We need them by Friday.
That's all done, Dan.
Damn! What's the matter with you guys? You work for the city.
Don't blame me, Dan. I didn't do squat.
Yeah, but my daughter's living in the big mailbox. There's got to be some around here that needs fixing.
Oh. You know, I bet the bottom of this here table could use a little paint. Whoopsie.
Forget about painting this table, Dan. What about this carburetor?
I think I'll explain this to Bob outside.
Hey, what's up, Dan?
Mark, good news. Got a little overtime for you.
Look, I can't do any all week. I got a lot of stuff to do at the new place.
Exactly. And that time and a half couldn't come at a better time, could it?
I'm sorry, Dan. Why don't you offer it to one of the other guys?
The other guys can't do it, Mark.
Why not?
Garage Quartet's got a gig at the county fair.
Look, Dan, it's not like I don't want the money. I really can't do any this week, okay?
Dan, weirdest thing? I just noticed the taillights are all busted on that cop car out there.
What's wrong with your foot, man?
My foot? New shoes.
Fred, apparently this week is not the right week to paint the table, okay?
Oh? You might want to talk to Bob.
Bob? Where's Bob?
You're not going to believe this, Dan. Some clown must have poured sugar in a gas tank of that school bus.
Wow. You can't fix something like that.
Right.
Here we are.
Candles. Wow. Are these the regular kind or the fancy kind that keeps the bugs away?
This is a special night. It's the first time we're the hosts and you're the guests.
Look, Dan, it's the china we gave them for their wedding present.
No, Mommy, I'm sure the ones we give them didn't have these little compartments. Fancy.
Okay. Eat them quick. In 15 minutes, the bats start coming around.
This is great.
Yeah, it is. Good food. Great setting. Makes me wish our kitchen didn't have some stupid house around it.
Now, before we start, Mark and I just want to say thank you. You guys were so great to put us up for so long.
Oh, Becky, those 3 years just flew by.
We were only there for one.
Whatever.
Anyway, so far setting up house has been a really great experience.
Well, good. In that case, I should do my motherly duty and tell you how you can cut down on your food budget. Okay, say you get this recipe, you know, and it calls for lobster, shrimp, and that expensive cooking sherry. What you do is, you just tear up that recipe.
Thanks, Mom.
We've already figured out a couple of our own budget tricks, like these burgers. It costs $2.79 for a pound of ground beef, but only $1.19 for a pound of ground meat.
You guys got any water?
Oh, shoot, I forgot to fill up the pitcher. Here, I'll just run down to the community spigot.
Your trailer doesn't have running water?
No, the pipe was broken. I'll have enough saved up in a few weeks to buy a new one. It's no big deal. Oh, and Becky, don't forget the purification tablets.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get this salt shaker?
Oh, it was in the trailer when we moved in. The people before us left it.
Man, that's amazing. And this is not just a regular salt shaker. This is a Niagara Falls salt shaker.
So?
I mean, antique stores pay an arm and a leg for this kind of thing. I should just take it now and go ahead and give you $50.
Wow, okay.
And, you know, I was noticing your dad was checking out that antique hubcap over there.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, that hubcap, that baby there, that's from a 1954, Flagler. It's a classic, yeah, $20 for it.
Well, you know, that's the 1954 price, you gotta give him what it's worth today.
60? 70?
Hey, Becky, why don't you run and get that water?
Okay.
Are you sure it's going to be okay? I mean, by yourself with the dogs and everything?
Yeah, sure, as long as you bring that big stick with the long nail in it. Hey, look, we told you guys we don't want you to give us any money, remember?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then can't you at least be a little less obvious about it?
Excuse me?
Come on, Dan. Helping us out with that overtime thing at the garage, that was good. But this antique hubcap thing, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well.
Now, besides, we don't need any. Mrs. Connor just made us $50 in that salt shaker.
Oh, you figured out what we're doing down at the garage, huh?
Come on, Dan. What do you think I am, stupid?
Remember, Dan, we're guests here.
Don't tell Becky that I told you guys this, but she feels like for the past couple of years, well, you guys, you've given us a lot.
Well, hey, we're family, you know. It's not like we're keeping some running tab of how much you owe us in our top dresser drawer.
And, you know, with your baby coming and everything, she feels like she doesn't want to be a drain on you anymore.
Well, why don't you just tell us that?
Well, you see, Becky told me that, well, you guys, you know, you love her so much that you'd insist on helping even if, like, you couldn't afford to.
Becky said that?
Yeah.
Got some water.
Oh, Becky, that's so sweet.
I can't believe how much stuff we're hauling out of here.
Remember that hamster you lost when you were 8? I think I found him.
Ugh. I always blame that smell on Becky.
Well, he won't be running that wheel anytime soon. Isn't it weird to see this place all cleaned out? Like, the only thing left of you girls is that Wrigley Field sign up there. Will you get that down for me?
Seems like the sign's been up there forever.
Yeah, well, that gum really holds.
Man, everything in this house sure is changing. Kind of sad.
Well, not everything's changing. I mean, we still got your dad and the furniture and DJ's haircut.
Are you okay with this? I mean, another one of your kids moving out?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. I mean, I always knew you guys were going to move out. I just was hoping you wouldn't tell me where you were going. Can I ask you something, Darlene?
What?
Do you ever feel like your dad and me didn't give you enough?
What are you talking about? You didn't give us anything.
No, I'm serious. You ever resent, like, not having a lot of stuff when you were younger?
No. I used to steal a lot. Oh, come on, Mom. You guys were great parents.
Yeah, well, we did have that one book and all.
I know you did the best you could. I mean, kids are expensive. I mean, your food budget alone must have gone up by a tenth after you had us.
Har. I'm just worried maybe we didn't give you a good enough head start. You know? I just wanted to have our kids do better than we did. And that should have been a realistic goal. Becky just is taking such a hard road.
Yeah, she's going to be fine. And she's strong like you are. And that'll get her through whatever she has to go through.
You think?
Yeah, definitely. So what if Becky's living in a trailer? It's not like she's used to living in luxury. You did that much for her.
Yeah, it was a crazy plan when we came up with it, but it really worked. You know, Darlene, me and your dad don't say this to you very often, because, well, it never comes up, but we're really proud of you.
Even though I'm secretly a high-priced call girl.
Because you're a high-priced one. What the hell? Put that back up.
Watch it, buddy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fishman.
Fire!
You sent for me, Mr. Fishman?
Hey, baby. Come sit down next to Uncle Mike.
You know, I had a really good time working on the show this week.
You're sweet, kid. You know, later this season, the Connors are going to get a French maid.
Really?
Yeah, of course. I have to see you in the uniform first.
Hey, Fishman, I'm not telling you again. Keep your paws off the guest stars.
There's a whole lot of man walking out that door right now.
Stay away. He'll break your heart.
Trust me. I've been there.